Go to 1 John chapter 2 verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keeps his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk. Oh, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Walk like Jesus. I believe that the Holy Spirit's going in the direction of the works of Christ. Doing the works of Christ. Jump over here. We're going to look at some of the works. Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15. Why don't we even take it to 14? After he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. So when Jesus came back, he talked to them. And one thing that the first lesson that he upbraided them for was their ability to receive the witness from other people that had seen him. Who was the first person to see Jesus after he rose again? Mary. So Mary went back with a testimony. And she said, I saw Jesus. And they would not believe her that she had seen Jesus. I guess they were thinking, well, I should have seen him. We would have seen him, but she had seen Jesus first. So the first thing back and corrected them, he corrected them for their unbelief that they were not able to receive from others. And there was one other time where Jesus rebuked a man. Now we read the time where they said, this kind goeth not out by prayer and fasting. There was a demonized person, and they went to the disciples and said, can you get this devil out? And they came and they brought the guy back to Jesus and said, listen, I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't get him. And then Jesus, who did he talk to? He talked to the man. He didn't talk to the disciples. He said, it was your issue. It wasn't their issue. In the last day, the Spirit of God's going to move through who? All flesh, individuals. So one of the things he wanted to teach them, he said, listen, you're going to have to receive from other people. If I'm going to ascend into my Father, but the Holy Ghost will abide in you. So if you're going to see the works of Christ today, the first thing you got to realize is that the works of Christ are going to be demonstrated through what? Believers. So not only do you got to have faith in the Most High God, but you got to allow your faith level to rise to the point to where you expect the demonstration of the Spirit and the anointing and the works of Christ to go to move through what? Individuals. The works of Christ. So we know that he upbraided them after he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not what? They believed not what? Who? Who were they to believe? Those that saw him. There are many people that are going to see some things in these last days. We didn't hear their testimony, but Jesus said, look, you're going to have to get some stuff. I wanted to do some. He came back because they wouldn't believe them, which had seen him after he was risen, and he said unto them. He said, first of all, before you go unto anybody, you got to realize how I'm going to be working in these last days. And he told them, he said unto them, go ye into all the world and do what? What does Jesus want them to do? What did he command his disciples to do? Preach. People need to know. You know, in the Woodlands, Texas, we can talk about abundance and prosperity and all these good things. Well, most of these people have got prosperity. They've got houses. They've got cars. They got property. They got land. They got earthly, somewhat earthly security. But somebody needs to go to them every now and then and tell them, listen, Jesus is coming. If you don't get your stuff together, you're going to fry. Hey, you're on death row. You don't know it or not, but you're on death row. And not days, Jesus is coming and you're going to be in trouble. Preach. Go into all the world and tell them the good news. And preach the gospel to who? Every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be what? And he that believe not shall be what? He that believes not is going to be what? In trouble. See, and they used to preach this way back in times past. You hear people preach it. Nobody wants to hear it today. This world is soon passing. There's a new kingdom coming. You must be born again. You've got to live holy, walk holy, obey Jesus, obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, or you're going to be in trouble. These are not the days that you're going to walk after your own understanding and in your own flesh. And these signs shall do what? Follow. Signs do what? Follow what? What do signs follow? And these signs shall follow them. So signs follow who? People. Signs will follow people that believe. People out there trying to follow signs, like you said, but signs follow people of faith and people of belief. People that got great faith, signs will follow them. Kind of reminds me of Sunday night when we were talking about, we saw in that scripture how they brought the man to Jesus, and Jesus saw their faith. He saw their faith, and then he spoke to them, and then there was a manifestation. Say, nothing's going to happen until you believe. And you're not going to believe until you hear. Well, and they said, these signs shall follow them that believe, and signs follow those disciples and apostles, didn't they? What did they have to believe? Jesus Christ. They had to believe the message that Mary said, listen, he is risen. And don't be doubting anymore. See, and many people don't have signs and wonders following them because their inability to believe in the things of God, in the word of God, and in people that God moves through. Do you know you can apply your faith to certain ministries and certain things? You got to milk it and pull from the anointing of God. Yes. There were places where Jesus walked in and said he couldn't do many signs in that town. And he couldn't work many. He only healed a few. He would go to many places and heal many of them. There were towns that Jesus went to and he healed everybody. But there were some places that he went into and only a few. Just a few sick folk. Well, we don't need just a few. We need a whole lot of stuff to go on. So we need to upgrade our faith and belief. Not only, see, the Bible says those that you that receive a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And those of you that receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive what? And Jesus told a group of people, he said, listen. You're not going to see me anymore. You better catch this. You're about to see something. He said, listen, you're not going to see me anymore until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. What was he talking about? Was he saying, you're going to say that about me right now? Well, that was something. But he was prophetically speaking. He said, I'm not going to mess with you anymore until I come into the Spirit. I'm going to get inside the church and get inside the heart of the individual, and I'm going to send them. How lovely are the feet of them that bring good news. Let me tell you something. This nation and this city is not going to see the signs and wonders of God until they're able to say, they're not going to be able to pull on those anointings. They're not going to be pull on those graces and get. See, we release some things. You know, he said, if they receive you and welcome you, then let you, if they be worthy, then let your peace abide there. If it be worthy, let your peace abide there. But if it be not worthy, withhold it. Don't give it to them. I'm telling you something. You can milk an anointing of God. Listen, you will not see me again until you see, until I hear, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That means you got to appreciate an anointing. That means you got to appreciate a church. That means you got to appreciate ministries. You got to be thankful for it. Amen. And when you get thankful and appreciative that God has done something and decided to come to you through that vessel and through that way, guess what? You'll see demonstration. And you'll see signs and wonders like you've never seen it before. People expecting Jesus to pop out of trees. This is the best thing you're going to see. Him through his church, him through the individuals, him through fivefold ministries, and him through people that stand up and declare the works of Jesus Christ. He that believes shall be saved. You got to believe it all. See, many people can't get saved out of stuff. Saved means healed, right? One part of world, soterio, meaning also saved, healed, prospered, and delivered. He that believes what? Well, many people don't believe that God could use anybody to get him healed. That Jesus would move in that way. If God said it in his word, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Who shall? Who shall? Who shall? The Bible didn't say in my name Jesus is going to do it. You're expecting Jesus to do some stuff? He's already done everything that he can do. When Jesus hung on the cross, he finished it up and he said what? It is what? As far as he was concerned, it's finished. He ain't coming down here to heal another person. He's not coming down here to cast out another devil. When he comes back the next time, he's not coming to preach the gospel again. He's not coming to hang on the cross again. He's not coming to teach us parables again. He came as a lamb. He's coming back as a lion. When he comes back, he's coming back in a different anointing. He's coming back in a different grace, in a different anointing. And you got to realize that thing that you want from Jesus. Say, what I want from Jesus, I can get it. It says, in my name, they shall cast out devils. Who's going to cast out devils? People cast out devils. So I say, you can't heal nobody. Oh, yes, I can. In Jesus' name, I can. You can't cast out. You don't have enough power. Oh, yes, I can. In Jesus' name, I can. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. There are many people that are damned today because they can't believe the whole thing. And damned means they're boxed in. When you condemn something and you damn something, that means that you just shut it up. There's no way of escape because they don't know where their salvation's coming from. But Jesus is your salvation. Jesus is represented as also the Holy Ghost. And where is the Holy Ghost? In the hearts of what? Men. In the hearts of men. See, if you figure out, you can get your faith there. You can agree with somebody in faith. I'm believing God, and I'm going to agree with that ministry. I'm going to agree with that grace, and I'm going to get exactly what I want, and I'm not discrediting Jesus. See, many people think they're discrediting Jesus. No, you're just following the Bible. Amen. You're just following the Bible. It's Jesus. The Bible says it's Christ in us. Where is Christ? Yeah. The hope of glory. What is your hope? Christ in the believer. The only way that God's going to do anything in the earth today is through the heart of the believer. Listen, if you can't receive anything through the believer, you don't have a hope. But if you can't receive anything through the heart and by the spirit of the believer, guess what? You don't have a hope. The Bible says it's Christ, not just Christ, period. But it's Christ within us, a hope of glory. See, you want your expectation. You want your expectation. Hope is an earnest expectation. Hope is an earnest expectation. But those things you're expecting will never come to pass until you can see it come through the believer. For the kingdom of God is not far off, but it's near, even in your mouth. That is the word of faith. We're talking about the works of Christ. We're talking about the works of Christ and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. In my name they shall do what? Cast out devils. They shall speak with, who speaks with new tongues? Who will? Say the Holy Ghost will? They will speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. If who lays hands on the sick? See, many people are still sick today because they're expecting Jesus to come back through a cloud and lay his hands on them. Ain't going to happen. Did Jesus heal anybody after he rose from the dead? How many people were healed after Jesus rose from the dead? And a lot of people were healed after he raised from the dead, but who did it? How many devils did Jesus cast out after he rose from the dead? How many know there were some devils out there? What was his ministry after he rose from the dead? After he rose from the dead, what did you see the believers doing? What did you see the disciples doing? And what did you see Jesus doing? Has it changed since then? Y'all want to go back. Y'all want to go back. Y'all want to go back to what Jesus did when he walked through those 3 years. And everybody, there were times when Jesus was just in that one body and he'd go into town and not everybody was healed. They had to wait for him to come to town. One man. We got to grow up. We got to grow up. God wants to show off. He's no less God today than he was yesterday. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if that same spirit, not just a portion of it, not just one of those, you know, they're doing clonings. We don't have a Jesus clone within us, but we have the very self same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. He shall quicken your mortal body, and they shall recover. That means Jesus came back and said, take over. He said, you can work it in my name. Lo, I give you authority. Take over. And then what did he do? So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven on the right hand of God. Where is Jesus? He's not going to come down. He's not working healing lines. The Holy Ghost is through us. But he's on the right hand of God. And it is, he went to heaven, and who went forth? And they went forth. How do you get something done? He went to the right hand of God. And who went forth? See, we want to send, oh Lord, send your spirit forth. No, they went forth and preached everywhere. See, he came back and taught them something, and he went on the right hand of the Father, and then they went forth and they preached. And they preached everywhere. The Lord working with them and confirming the word. See, you always got to have the word with signs. With signs following. They went forth preaching the word. They went forth and cast out devils. They went forth and healed sick. They went forth and raised the dead. The Lord working with them. Signs and wonders following. He'll go with you. He won't go for you. We want Jesus to go out and reach our city for us. He'll follow you. He'll go with you. See, we want signs and wonders to lead us to where we should preach. See, we want to see something kicking over there, something started over there, and we want to go join it after it got started. You started. First thing that happened was they. They. In obedience to what? His word. See, many people say, well, the Spirit hadn't led me. The Spirit doesn't have to lead you when the word tells you. It'll go with you. Jesus told me to go, and I obeyed it. If his word tells you to do it, do it. I didn't feel that that was the Spirit of God. I don't care what you feel. The word says, Jesus said it, and he hadn't changed it since then. He didn't come back. There's nowhere in the Bible say he said, come back, y'all take a break. Take a break. When I want you to pick up a little bit later, I'll get with you. He didn't say take a break. I'm here to tell you that Jesus told you to go forth and preach the gospel to every creature. You heal the sick. Just do it. Just do it. He said he didn't tell you that they would recover before he told you to heal them. Notice that they had to obey before they saw what would happen. He didn't say they'll recover if you go lay hands on them. He said go lay hands on them and they'll recover. They went forth. How many of you want to go forth? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You see, they there was one time they said they had to wait in Jerusalem until they were endued with power. Well, their endowment with power is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Ghost. You just need to get up and go. Yeah, just need a little bit of get up and go. God needs something to pour his spirit on. He needs something to pour. I mean, people say, I want to see revival. Well, God's not going to pour out his spirit unless he can find a vessel. Let revival start in you. And God will confirm his word with signs and wonders. Now, go here. John chapter 2, verse 3 again. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. And he's, listen, when he said, go ye forth, was a commandment. Doesn't that sound like a command? Doesn't that sound like a command to go forth? Listen, you don't know him until you're going forth. That means there's some of the Jesus that you know just a little bit right now, but you won't know him to the level that he wants you to know until you step out and start to go forth in the things that God told you to go forth in. Listen, those that he called, he said that he called them close to him. You can't get close to God without having to go forth. Everybody that knew him personally went forth. One commandment, in order to know my God, I must keep his commandments. Now they say, now, Brother Ron, you're just talking about love. That's what Jesus is talking about, love. Well, Jesus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So love was demonstrating in God sending his son forth. Don't tell me you love a city when you don't go forth to preach to it. Love goes forth. Love is a divine flow of the Holy Ghost. Love is the anointing and demonstration. If we keep his commandments, how many of you want to know him? I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. What happened when he got up? When he got up, you, how many want to know the power of his resurrection? When his power, when he got up in power and the power of his resurrection, many got up with him. He didn't get up by himself. Amen. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, you're a liar. And the truth is not in you. What does that mean? People that say that they know Jesus and they're saved and they're not going forth in the ministry that he told them to go forth. Listen, the last thing he told before he was coming back, he said, go ye all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Heal the sick, raise the dead. People that aren't raising the dead and healing the sick and casting out devils don't know him. It runs in the family. They might know religion, but they don't know Jesus. They don't know the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Because the anointing of the Holy Ghost is what? Yoke destroying, burden removing, the anointing. Jesus is ready to show up in this place. Wherever Jesus went forth and so also did the devil. Jesus would go forth and then the devil would go forth. He'd move him right out of his place. Get on, devil. Jesus is saying, I want you to become acquainted with my power in demonstration on the earth. Why would he cheat you out of that blessing that he gave to those disciples that he loved? Those that he loved the most, whenever he was ready to do something great, he said, come on over here, I want to show you something. This is what I have the power and the ability to do. How many of you get close to God through worship? And you know God by the word, by the way in which you worship and the way in which you love God. You read your Bible. But you'll also know God by the works he does. See, many people just don't know how good he is. Many people don't know he's a healer. Many people don't know he's a savior, a deliverer. But whosoever that keepeth his word. See, the reason why people aren't doing these signs and wonders today is because they don't keep the word. Jesus came and preached the word. You got to know the Bible. You got to have the word of the Holy Ghost abiding on the inside of you, the word of faith on the inside of you, that the kingdom of God is within you. Nothing's going to happen until you keep the word. You can't keep his commandment until you keep his word. In him, verily, is the love of God ready. In that person that keeps the word. See, we love to instruct in the word of God and to pump you in the word of God and to feed you the good bread, the word. And as you keep the word on the inside of you, guess what happens? That word's going to turn into an anointing. See, the Virgin Mary received the what? Word. The angel came to her with a word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Virgin Mary heard that word, and she got a word on the inside of her, and that word that she had on the inside of her was Christ Jesus, the anointing. So the anointing came from a what? A word. Listen, the word that you hear, the Bible says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And the spirit, the anointing is the spirit in demonstration. Whosoever keeps the word in him, verily is the love of God made perfect. That means ready to be used. Ready to be used. Whereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk as he walked. What does that mean? Walk as he walked. Doesn't that mean doing the works of Christ? Live just like Jesus? Doesn't just mean to be nice. It means do the same thing that he did. The world needs to know that Jesus is still alive and well in and through you. He that saith he abideth him and ought him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. If Jesus is on the inside of you, he's going to show up. It's going to show up. If that woman could touch the hem of his garment and be healed. If the clothing that Jesus had on had the power and ability to heal somebody, her faith, the woman said, if I but touch the hem of his garment, she had faith in his garment. You can say that same thing. If I can touch that anointing. When you get hands laid on you. We have treasure in earthen vessels. That same anointing abides within us. I got more anointing than that robe had on. I got more anointing in my body right now. So says the scripture, the word of God says so. There's nowhere in the Bible that said his clothing would have the power of God abiding on the inside of it, but it did. It's some fabric and some wool or whatever it was made out had the ability to heal somebody. And if I've got the measure of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost abiding in me right now, there is virtue abiding within this earthen vessel right now. No less powerful. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. For I am the temple of the Most High God. You're not going to see him to the level that they saw him back there until you're able to say, blessed is he, say, whoever he is who comes in the name of the Lord. Say, come on, Jesus. See, the world can't touch this. See, the world will get scary about something. See, that's the biggest lie that the devil has on the world today. Letting people think that Jesus is far off. And they don't even know it. They're walking right beside him. Well, where is this Jesus? On the inside of me. He upbraided them. of their unbelief because they believe not who? See, in every move of God, in every grace of God, see, he always introduced himself. He always introduced himself. He said, I am that I am. The bush identified itself. And when Jesus went into the temple, he read about himself. It said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. He said, it's right here. And this woman said, Lord, show me this water that I can drink of and never thirst again. And he looked at her and said, I am that living water right here in front of your face. What was right in front of you. See, you're not going to be able to pull on that power. And see, this is the same thing that happened in many places that Jesus ministered in. Some could receive and get what they wanted from God. Others received offense because they didn't know what was in front of them. The Bible says those that know the Lord their God shall be strong and do exploits. And he said, you don't know him unless you keep his commandments or you keep his word. And this is the hour, and this is the day, and this is the moment, and this is that dispensation when the sons of God shall be made manifest. They shall be strong and do forth exploits in the earth today. For I am the Lord thy God, which speaketh unto thee in this hour and in this time in the midst of my people. For I want to do much more than this. Upbraid them for their unbelief and hardness of heart. Break up the fallow ground. I want to do much more than this. This is when God starts to demonstrate himself in the earth today. Where are the people? Where are the people? Where are the people? Where are the people which call out by his name? For the Lord searched to and fro, seeking for those that would search out his name. He's looking for people that will seek him and find him. How are they going to court the last? They can't even follow the Spirit. They can't even follow the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And they expect to get up on the blow of a trumpet. My sheep hear my voice. That power has never been lessened. That anointing has never been lessened. It has never left. See, Jesus left, but he left the glory. He went up, but he left the power. He went up, but he left the anointing. He went up, but he left his healing. He went up, but he left his name. He went up, but he left his authority. He went up, but he left his life. And you're not going to see him until you're able to say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. These are the last days. These are the last days. In that last wave of glory, the last wave of glory, that last grace, where we start to see the works of God in demonstration, just like he did it in the Bible days. That will only, if you want to see Jesus in manifestation under the same level of anointing, but even a greater one, you've got to get a revelation of, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Or how lovely are the feet of those who bring good news. Tidings of what? Peace. Matthew chapter 10. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, who did he call? Who did he call? Who did he call? He didn't call the multitude. Let me tell you this. If you got a multitude mentality, you're not going to do mighty works. And people that just, you know, just regular churchgoers, multitudes are going to come to church in this last day. We see it, the seeker-friendly church. Multitudes coming to church. Bunch of people sitting up there, but no disciples. Ever hearing, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. He calls disciples. When you got that multitude mentality, you're not going to do mighty works. You're not going to cast out devils. You're not going to be able to heal the sick. You don't have any authority. The multitude has no authority. The disciple has the authority. Now, the multitude knew who Jesus was as a person. They knew of Jesus, but they didn't know Jesus. So in this last day, don't expect everybody that claims Christianity or just claims Jesus to be doing these mighty works. The disciples are those that truly believe. So you better get up under the word. A disciple is those that hear the word. A disciple is one that's always coming into the knowledge of the truth. A disciple is one that's following Jesus. He never got to the place where we've achieved. Always learning of him, instructed by the Holy Ghost. This is the time when God's pouring out revelation knowledge. I heard it in my spirit this morning. This is the time when revelation knowledge is being displayed and coming out in ways that I've never seen it to the level than what I'm hearing in these last days. He's feeding his disciples so that his disciples might be able to do the works of Christ. Yes. Don't need to have a big multitude. You just need to have some disciples. And 12 disciples turn the world upside down. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples. See, God will look at your mentality. He only calls people to have the ability to want to learn more of him. Teachable spirits. He didn't call the whole multitude to himself. He called disciples unto himself. And he gave them, who did he give power? He gave them what? He gave disciples what? So when he's given you the word, he's given you what? Power against unclean spirits to do what? Say, I've got power to cast out unclean spirits that are willing to go. That the individuals don't want to keep anymore. Unclean spirits. Many times you say, now you better not cast out that spirit or come time seven times worse. You better leave that devil in there and it'll come back seven times worse. You better do what God told you to do. He didn't tell you to figure it out. He said cast it out, period, point blank. That's it. Amen. Cast out every devil. Amen. If they come back seven times more, then you cast them out seven times again. Amen. Amen. If you have to come back 70 times seven, cast out 70 times seven. I don't care if you're casting out devils till the day he gets back. Continually cast them out. Don't you ever leave anybody with the devil. We got people that can't cast out a devil and try to make excuses why to leave them in there. Stop questioning what God told you to do. Stop questioning what God told you to do. You just obey. I'm trying to figure him out and get all smart on Jesus. It's none of your business. He said cast them out. But no buts and ifs, ands, or buts about it. Not my problem how many times they come back. It's going today. I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about me being obedient. If they come back, that's his problem. My problem is being obedient. Got to go. And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. And he gave the name of his disciples. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded. See, that's a commandment, isn't it? Commanded them. Woo! Yes, Jesus. Yes. 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 Command them, go not into the way of the Gentiles and unto the city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying unto them, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Neither provide gold nor silver or brass in your purses. Don't do any of that stuff. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it not be worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake the dust off of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. I'm going to tell you what. It's going to be wherever the anointing's the hottest. That's where it's going to burn the hottest. You hear what I'm saying when judgment falls? Amen. Jump down to 38. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me, that means walk in his footsteps, walk in the ways that he walked, take the path of Jesus. If Jesus was healing the sick, you have to walk down that same road. Walk in the anointing of Jesus. You can walk in the spirit of Jesus. You got to follow. We're still following Jesus. How many of you are following Jesus? Well, following Jesus is doing the works of Jesus. To follow Jesus means to mimic or to imitate Jesus. He wasn't sitting up there just looking at people all the time. He was doing the works of God, wasn't he? is not worthy of me. He said, those that are not going to walk the way that I tell them to walk, listen, they ain't worthy of me. I don't got no time for you. He wants you to know him. And he that receiveth you receiveth me. Says, well, he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. And he that receiveth you receiveth who? How do you receive Jesus? What? Jesus said, those that receive what? Receive him. Does that mean sometimes you got to receive people to receive some things from God? I don't want to have anything to do with any man. Then there's no way for you to be saved. Why? Because the gospel is preached by men. The Bible says, how can they hear if there's somebody be sent? Just me and my Bible, tuck up my room, just me and Jesus. It don't work that way. You better have a private prayer time, amen. But he said, listen, he that don't receive you won't receive men. And basically, these disciples were fivefold ministries. And he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones. Say little ones. You want a revelation? Many Bible says, you know, anyone that calls one of these little ones to stumble. It's not talking about children. It ain't talking about new Christians either. It's talking about fivefold ministers. People that he sends out in his name. He was calling these disciples that had been, these boys had been studying for some time with Jesus. He called them little ones. You want to find a little one? Anybody that's doing a work for Jesus, as far as with God is concerned, that's a little one. Because they're totally dependent upon Jesus. And you better not cause them to stumble. They didn't lay down their life to follow Jesus. You better not make it hard for them. You're going to be in trouble. Touch not my servant and my prophets and do not my servants any harm. That's that scripture right there. Better leave your pastor alone. Leave the broom keeper alone. Leave the door keeper, answering the door. The coffee maker, you better not touch them. Somebody say little ones. Because that little one's a part of a big one. They might look little on the outside, but on the inside they're real big. This is not the time to be messing with the little ones of God. Somebody just thinking about little babies. Don't cause a little baby, a new Christian, to stumble. Wouldn't you think that the guy that wanted to come to Jesus, he said, listen, go sell everything you had to come, everything you have, and give it to the poor and follow me. He stumbled on that, didn't he? And Jesus said, blessed is he who doesn't become offended by me. So how would he go contrary to his word? When anybody steps out to do anything from God and you do anything to discourage them or persecute that person, you might as well get yourself a millstone. He said, if you could cold drink to one of these little ones, cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. A cold cup of water. Just this one verse right here in 11. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of what? In my Bible, it says an end of his commanding his disciples. 11:1. When he finished commanding his 12 disciples, he did what? Stop right quick. He departed. So he left. How many of you want a blessing? I just hear Jesus on the inside saying, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. I'm here. You just got to want to know him hard enough. You just got to be real hungry that you receive him. See, and you know, after he rose from the dead, some of his disciples didn't know who he was because he came in a different form. It was human. He was human, but it was a different form to where they could not recognize him. So after his resurrection, the disciples had to learn to discern and identify the Holy Ghost. And Jesus, when you see a strong dose of the Holy Ghost, that's not that individual. That's Jesus. When you see Brother Hagin flowing, that's not Brother Hagin, even though it's Brother Hagin in the flesh. That's Jesus. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. How can people sit up under the anointing and grace of God and treat it so lightly in these last days? With Jesus demonstrating himself the way that he is, and Jesus right there in front of their face, and Jesus said, listen, they'll persecute you, talk about you, and say all kind of evil, all manner of evil against you. He said, actually, well, look out when everybody's speaking well of you. When Jesus was on the earth, and he showed up with a star in the sky, and all these demonstrations and miracles about him, they had a voice from heaven say, this is my beloved son, hear him. With a voice from heaven, that with them saying with a voice from heaven, this is my son, hear ye him. And people still didn't want to receive him. Do you think they'll grab a hold of every anointing? That when Jesus starts to demonstrate himself through the hearts of his believers today? Let me tell you who's going to miss it most of the time. Religious people that think they know it all. Them whores, harlots, prostitutes, thieves, robbers, people from the outside, they could discern him. But those who are sitting around in the temple all day long singing and trying to be God themselves, they missed him. And listen, when that anointing's in manifestation and in demonstration, you need to receive it on that level. And also reverence the Holy Ghost on that level. Because one day that anointing is going to be so strong. And you think you'll be doing crazy stuff to Pastor Ron. And Jesus is going to be in demonstration. Fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. And see, that was one of the things with Ananias and Sapphira. See, they were there ministering. And he said, listen, you didn't lie to men. You missed it. You thought these were just men in front of you. You've lied to God. The Holy Ghost. I tell you what, I have vision of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You're going to grab a hold of some anointings that you just can't live. That doesn't mean you get a hold of some anointings and you die, but you do. Not physically. You literally die. I mean, we're going to get on in some ways that are so strong that we're going to try to go back to ourselves. Try to go back to the way we used to live and the way we used to talk. And that manifestation has just destroyed that for you. Try to hang out with everybody. You just can't do it. Amen. You can't go back. You'll get in some anointings that are so strong to stir up the city. It'll cause trouble. Just mess up your life. Won't be able to go in the same way. You'll go, but not the same way. And that's one of the struggles. You can't do this thing in the flesh. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. God is in the house. People aren't afraid to walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Watch. You get to the point that as Jesus said, hey, listen, thy faith has made you whole. That you'll be able to receive it just at the word, just on that level. You'll come in with an issue and you'll hear a word of faith spoken to you and you'll be able to grab a hold of it and have it demonstrate right there. If you put your faith to it, you can have it just like that. Who's going to separate you from the love of God? And the love of God is the anointing of God. So trials, tribulation, persecution, distress, peril or sore, naked, famine, none of those things will be able to separate us from the power and the Holy Ghost. It's not going to stop what God wants to do. God's going to pour it out anyhow. And I'm prophesying that right now in this place. Not one of these things the devil's trying to do. Not one thing is going to stop that anointing from God. It's not going to stop it. Nothing shall stop this mighty moving force. God's about to lock the doors. You better tell the saints. Let me tell you this. God's about to lock the doors. God's about to lock the doors. He did it to the virgins, didn't he? You better come in while you can come in. You better get your stuff together while you can get it together. It's going to come a day. It's going to be too late. You're going to want to come. You're going to want to come into the great things of God and divine flow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Next week, no. Today is the day of salvation. You're going to miss what God wants to do. You better stay in while you're in. Every time you go outside the door, and I'm just talking about outside of the door of the wave of grace, there's not a guarantee you'll be allowed back in. God says he only has to let you in once. And his intention, when you get in, stay in. He's about to open the door, the floodgates. He's about to open the floodgates to people that have never heard. He's about to go to the highways, byways. This is what this anointing is all about. This highway and byway anointing is what's about to flow. And once that anointing that flows, those that should be in the house of God, that are not in the house of God, that have already heard, the door will be shut and they won't be able to catch the wave of God. They won't be able to catch the anointing of God because they've catched it, they've caught it, and trampled it underfoot. Why Jesus said, if you hear my voice today, harden not your heart. If people got a hard time doing what God wants them to do right now, listen, they're going to be locked outside the door. God's looking for willing and yielded vessels. And I hear a lock. I hear the doors closing and the lock going. And you better get an anointing on you and tell them. Some people can't come right now because the door's already been shut. Am I saying to salvation as a whole, but certain things of the Spirit, they'll never get in on again. Bible said, how can you that have once tasted? Bible said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Anybody's neglecting their salvation, neglecting the things of God, guess what? You are not going to escape. That you're going to be caught up in the rapture. You're neglecting what God told you to do here on the earth. You can hang that up right now. You'll be sitting right here. We'll catch you on the next train. That grace and that anointing is gone out. Amen. He's going out for that one. Did I give you a word of encouragement? You see somebody out there, don't play no games with them no more. Just say, get it together. God bless you. God bless you. Just say, God bless you, and go on and do what God wants you to do. Don't be distracted by him anymore. They're already in the house. They know how to get there. Let them do it on their own power. Stay in the house. Stay in the glory. Stay in the wave of God. Stay in the Spirit. Don't you go out. And there's going to rest a new anointing on you. People that have decided to go out, they're going to see you. And they're going to try to come towards you. But there's going to be a grace and a new anointing on you. And they're going to be able to see the difference. There's going to be separation about you. Something different about you. You're not going to have to speak it out of your mouth either. They'll just see the grace of God and the anointing of God. And just the glory of God resting on you will cause those backsliders to repent. Time to listen to the Spirit and follow the Spirit. Stop walking after the flesh. Stay in the Spirit. Stay in the Spirit. Stay in the Spirit. There's going to be a great falling away. Stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. God's tired of this lukewarm stuff. Be either hot or cold. You're going to see some people flying, spewing all over the place. I'm going to say, spew you out of my mouth. Make me sick. And then we'll come a time where God will not even return. See, a lot of people that are caught in falling. And see, we sitting up there going to spew some stuff out, and we go try to eat it back up again. As a dog returns to its vomit, so does a fool return to his folly. There's some foolish, and people filled with a lot of foolishness and a lot of folly. And God's and spewed it out of your life and spewed it far from you. Don't go eat it up again. Leave it alone. God ain't no fool. He's wise. So you take your own flashlight, which you hold in your own hand. You get the word in your own heart and start to trust the light of God within your own heart. You better start to trust the word within your own spirit. Amen. Because people might tell you some stuff that are off. Stay under.